Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to build a sliced amen style call and response riff from scratch in Ableton Live 12 and make it behave like a real drum and bass idea, not just a chopped break loop. The goal here is simple. We want a short, hooky rhythmic phrase that talks to itself. One bar makes the call, the next bar gives the reply. That contrast is what gives the riff personality. It also gives you control, because you can make one phrase busy and the other one sparse, so the loop stays exciting without crowding the kick, snare, and sub. This kind of riff works beautifully in jungle-influenced D&B, rollers, darker dancefloor stuff, and anywhere you want that the break is speaking back energy. And the big thing to remember is this: we're not building a full drum replacement. We are building a rhythm layer with attitude that can sit inside a proper D&B arrangement. Start by setting your project around 170 to 174 BPM. That's the zone where this kind of slicing starts feeling like D&B instead of halftime breakbeat. Before you chop anything, build a basic drum bed first. Put in a kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, and maybe a simple hat pattern if you need it. This is important, because the riff needs to react to real drums, not float around in isolation. Why this works in D&B is because the groove changes once the snare backbeat and fast tempo are present. A chop that sounds exciting on its own can suddenly get muddy or awkward when the sub and main drums arrive. So loop just two bars at first. Keep it tight. Keep it focused. Now drop an amen style break into a MIDI track and load it into simpler. Switch simpler to slice mode so the break gets chopped up at the transients. At this stage, less is usually more. You do not need 100 slices. You just need a few strong hits to build a phrase. If the slicing feels too busy, reduce the number of slice points. Fewer slices means faster progress, especially for a beginner. Once the break is sliced, open the piano roll and start sketching the call and response shape. Think of bar 1 as the call and bar 2 as the answer. A really useful starting point is something like hit, hit, rest, hit in the first bar, then a different shape in the second bar, maybe rest, hit, hit, rest. That little contrast makes the riff feel like it has intent. What to listen for here is whether the second bar actually feels like a reply. If it just sounds like the first bar repeated, you're missing the conversational part. The moment you hear a rhythm you could almost hum back to yourself, you're in the right territory. At this point, decide what flavor you want. You can go tight and controlled, or rough and aggressive. Tight means shorter notes, cleaner edges, and more space. Rough means a bit more overlap, a bit more grit later in the chain, and more of that torn-up jungle feel. For most beginners, I'd start tight. It gives you a clearer read on the groove. If the track is darker and nastier, you can always push it harder later. Now shape the slices inside simpler so they feel like one performance. Shorten the amp envelope release so the hits stop cleanly. Add a tiny attack only if you hear obvious clicks. If the break is harsh, use the filter to take the edge off a little. And if one slice is punching too hard, trim its velocity in the clip instead of trying to fix everything with processing. A good thing to listen for here is the snare tail. You want the break to keep its character, but not smear across the kick or the sub. If the phrase feels sharp and punchy, you're on track. If it starts washing over everything, shorten it. Next, bring in a simple stock device chain. A solid starting point is EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus or glue compressor depending on what you want. Use EQ8 first to clean the break. High pass any unnecessary low rumble. Cut some low mid cloud if it feels boxy. If the hats are too sharp, soften that top end a little. Then add saturator for density. Keep it subtle at first. You want edge, not collapse. If the break gets flat or loses its shape, back off. If it sounds too polite, add a little more drive. A bit of grit goes a long way in D&B. Drum bus can add weight and transient shape, but be careful with the low end. The break needs enough impact to cut through, but it should not fight the kick and sub. That's the whole game here. In D&B, the break has to live in a crowded low-end environment, so you want character without chaos. What to listen for now is whether the snare still snaps after processing. If the snare turns into fuzzy noise, you've gone too far. If it still cracks through and the groove feels alive, that's the sweet spot. Now loop the riff against your kick and snare pattern and really pay attention to the relationship. This is where the groove either locks or falls apart. If the riff lands exactly on every main drum hit, it can feel stiff. If it drifts too far away, it can lose urgency. Usually, tiny timing nudges are enough. Move a note a few milliseconds. Remove one competing slice. Shift one hit slightly earlier or later. Treat the snare like the authority. If a break hit is fighting the backbeat, Delete the competing slice before you reach for more processing. That one move often fixes the groove faster than compression ever will. What to listen for is this. Does the riff make the drums bounce forward, or does it make the whole bar feel smaller and more crowded? If it feels crowded, subtract first. In this style, subtraction often sounds more professional than adding more. Mono is another big check. Keep the core riff mostly centered. If you want width, add it to a top layer, a short reverb return, or a very subtle stereo treatment on high-frequency detail. But keep the punch in the middle. In club systems, that center energy matters a lot. If it sounds exciting in stereo but falls apart in mono, it is not ready yet. Once the basic phrase feels good, consider printing it to audio. This is a smart move if you're making lots of tiny edits and the MIDI view is slowing you down. Committing to audio makes the riff feel like an arrangement element instead of a loop you keep poking at. Then you can shape the phrase across a bigger section. A very effective arrangement move is to use the first 4 or 8 bars as the main statement, then remove a slice or two in the next pass to create a little drop in energy, and then bring the full pattern back with a small variation. That gives you movement without needing a giant FX sweep. And this is worth saying clearly, version your ideas. Save a tight version, a darker version, and a busier version. That way you can compare them properly instead of second-guessing yourself in circles. Knowing when to stop is a huge part of making strong DNB. If the pattern already reads clearly in 2 bars, don't overslice it just because you can. Now bring in the bassline and test the whole thing. This is the real check. If the bass is busy, the riff may need to get leaner. If the break is supposed to be the hook, then the bass should step back a little. You need to decide which element is leading the conversation. If the low end feels cluttered, high pass the break a little more or remove some lower slice layers. If the riff still feels good after that, leave it alone. A strong DNB loop should still make sense when you simplify it. A few extra ideas can really help here. Let the call be busier than the response. That contrast creates tension and weight. Use one slice as a signature accent and repeat it in the same rhythmic position so the listener starts to recognize the motif. And if you want more menace, print the gritty version hot, then tame it with EQ instead of trying to make it safe from the start. You can also shape the phrase in 4-bar movement. Make the first 2 bars establish that idea. Then let bars 3 and 4 feel like the floor shifts a little. That kind of evolution makes the loop feel alive. Another strong move is to resample the wing version and chop it again. Once the distortion and transient rounding are baked in, it often sounds more real and more musical. If you want a quick practice target, build a 2-bar Amen style call and response riff using 1 break source, only stock Ableton devices, and no more than 10 MIDI notes total. Keep at least 1 gap in each bar. Make sure the riff still works in mono, and make sure it still feels intentional when the bassline is muted. If you can do that, you've built something useful. So here's the recap. Set the tempo in the DNB range. Build the drum bed first. Slice an Amen style break in simpler, and program a clear call in bar 1 and reply in bar 2. Keep the slice count sensible. Shape the hits with the sampler. Add EQ and saturation carefully. Check the groove against the snare. Keep it centered enough to survive mono. Then test it with bass and simplify if needed. The big takeaway is this. The best Amen style riff is not the busiest one. It's the one with the clearest attitude, the cleanest pocket, and the right amount of space around it. That's where the weight comes from. Now go build the 2-bar version. Then make 1 sparse and club clean, and 1 darker and more aggressive. Compare them, bounce them, and listen for which one actually feels like the track's voice. That's how you level up fast.